Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Zandra. May I have your zip code, please?
91752.
Thank you. One moment. May I have your first and last name?
Norma Bacani.
Okay, Ms. Bacani, will you verify your mailing address on the account?
Oh, I don't know. Norma underscore Bacani at yahoo.com.
Okay, thank you. Now, what is your shipping address?
11957 Kistar Court, Rupa Bali, 91752.
Okay, thank you. I see here that you have the Aloe Vera face cream. These are all natural anti-aging creams. You have the eye serum. It's going to reduce fine lines and circles.
Mm-hmm. Why are you charging me $92.90?
Well, when you placed the order on March 24th, it was for a 14-day trial. Now the trial has ended, and the company is now charging you the full price. I'm sorry?
I have to return all this. I don't know that this has to be returned or what, or trial. This is trial, and I didn't
yes,
order.
Ma'am.
I haven't even opened.
It was a 14-day trial. Now, the company will allow me to go ahead and put your account on hold for a couple of months while you're trying what you have on hand.
No, I don't want this. I want to return this, and I want the credit on my account.
Okay. The company will not accept a return because of this health crisis that we're in. They're not taking returns right now. But if you like, I can apply a 50% discount on future orders.
No. I want this $92.90 return on my credit.
Yes, ma'am. Now, the order that you place, that's for the product that you receive, but the company would allow me to apply 75% off future orders. That would bring your price down to less than $25.
You guys, this is like I did not, this 92, is that the trial are you talking about?
Yes, ma'am. That was for the 14-day trial. Now, what you received was a month's supply, so that's what the company is charging you for.
I know, but I just received this last week.
Yes, ma'am. It was received according to what I see here on April 3rd. You ordered it on April 1st. You ordered it on March 24th.
Yeah, but I just received it because this is on a trial, and I haven't even tried.
Yes, ma'am. So but the way the order was processed and in the terms and conditions on the order form, you were going to enter into a monthly auto ship for these products. But I can cancel the account so the company won't charge you.
I don't want this product.
Yes, ma'am.
Crazy.
I can cancel the account so the company won't charge you anymore.
I'm going to put dispute on this charge.
I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am. I didn't understand.
Because I don't want this product. It was a trial, but it's not 14 days yet.
Yes, ma'am. Well, since you can't return the product, the company would allow me to refund you a partial amount. I can refund you 35% of your money back.
Okay, return my how do you want me to return this?
Well, the company won't accept a return because of the pandemic that we're in. If you try to return it, they'll just simply send it back to you. Now, I can go ahead and credit your account.
I want to credit for this, my credit card.
Yes, ma'am. I can credit your account 6468. That will be 35% a refund for you.
Okay.
Okay, if you hold the line 1 second and you will get a chance. You can keep the product or you can throw it out, okay?
Okay.
One moment. Okay, Ms. Bacani, I have those refunds coming to you. They will credit to your account in 3 to 5 business days. Now, I also have this account canceled, and I have your cancellation number just for reference if you'd like to write it down.
What's the number?
It is C as in Charlie, 59, A as in Apple, another A as in Apple, 96, C as in Charlie, 734. Now, your account is closed.
Okay, so I have another one here.
That's on both accounts.
Huh?
That's on both products.
Is it the same thing? Explain the precious, something
yes.
like that?
Well, no, one is for the Aloe Vera face cream, and one is for the Aloe Vera eye serum. These are both facial anti-aging creams that you ordered on March 24th.
I don't want anti-aging. I want to cancel all this. Forget about the stupid idea.
Yes, ma'am. I just canceled the account. Yes, ma'am. That's what I was letting you know. Everything has been canceled. It is canceled, ma'am. It's on the same account.
So how much is my total refund?
Your refund?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. You have a total refund of, let's see, let me go back to it. $64.67.
For these two items?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, this is almost $200. How are you charging me $200 for you're only giving me $64.68.
Yes, ma'am, because the products, you get a chance to keep the company's product. You can't return them. So as a good faith effort, the company was allowed me to apply 35% back to your account.
Guys, you guys are cruel. It's stupid. I'm going to give a bad thing on this thing. This is ridiculous.
Well, ma'am, your account is now closed. The company can't charge you any further. And
we mother, but it says trial. And then how can you say trial? I'm canceling it. You don't even give my refund.
Yes, ma'am. It's a 14-day trial, but you get a chance to keep the company's product. You cannot return it.
I understand. Then it means you're selling it for not that price.
Well, no. The company asks you to pay the shipping and handling first for a 14-day trial. Now the 14-day trial has expired. Now they're charging you the full price. But we've just refunded you 35% of your money, and you get a chance to keep the company's product.
I'm going to give a bad review about this.